from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. This week, one of the biggest municipal misconduct cases in California history begins to play out in a downtown L.A. courthouse. Six former officials from Bell are defending themselves against claims they used the little city's coffers like a personal piggy bank. The L.A. Times won a Pulitzer after it blew the story open, and the citizens of Bell threw out the entire city council in a recall election shortly afterwards. As KPCC's Sharon McNary reports, the city is still trying to pick up the pieces.
Charlie Ortiz is a burly barber with tattoos covering just about every visible inch of skin. He was a stranger in the small city of Bell when he arrived a dozen years ago. He came from a neighboring town looking for a place to open this martial arts-themed haircutting business, Charlie's Chop Shop.
When I first came here, I didn't know anybody here. And now it's like one of those old Western towns, like you see on TV, where everybody knows each other. And, hey, Mr. Henderson.
But Bell is no Mayberry. A little over 2 years ago, Los Angeles County prosecutors accused city manager Robert Rizzo of secretly arranging $1 million annual salary for himself and $100,000 salaries in the illegal city loans for part-time city council members.
They think that the people of Bell don't know what's going on, you know, because maybe some people are not legal, or maybe because they don't speak English. And boy, were they wrong, huh?
Six former council members go on trial this month in one of the most blatant cases of alleged public corruption in California's recent history. Rizzo and an assistant go to trial later this year on charges of bilking city taxpayers of some $5.5 million. The city, now under new leadership, has racked up legal expenses nearing $2 million since the scandal broke 2 years ago. It's mired in about 40 lawsuits. But the city also opened its books, adopting an ambitious policy of open government. A new website lists every contract and city employee salary, and a list of every check the city writes is available at council meetings. Much of the credit for that transparency goes to local businessman Ali Saleh, now in his second year as mayor. On this afternoon, Saleh is at a ribbon cutting for a business that trains developmentally disabled adults.
Any businesses that you guys may know, tell them the city of Bell is a very friendly business community, and we're delighted to have the new business here in the city of Bell. Thank you all for coming.
About 10 years ago, Saleh began attending city council meetings. He was surprised to find they were sometimes just minutes long, free of dissent, and attended by only a handful of people. It wasn't until Bell's salary scandal was uncovered by the LA Times that he fully understood how bad things had gotten under former city manager Rizzo.
He was a disgrace to local government, to city manager's position, and what he did to our community was shameless.
But the scandal that rocked Bell also seems to have shaken people awake. Council meetings now stretch for hours and draw dozens of residents. Retiree Marie Arizmendi is part of this new wave of activism. She volunteers with Parents on Patrol, a new school safety group. She says life in Bell is better under new management.
So we're hanging in there. It's moving a little at a time, you know, and we see some change. Not as fast as we wanted to, but it's moving.
I don't know if we can move on.
Mayor Ali Saleh.
We can move on from the scandal, but we can't move on because we still have this property tax assessed on us for many years.
Bell residents still pay one of the highest parcel tax rates in L.A. County after approving bonds that Rizzo and the old council placed on the ballot. The city defaulted on bond payments and owes millions on others. There's also debate over whether Bell can afford its police department. The police union is in negotiations with the city, and Saleh says he wants to keep the police department intact, but he's pressing for lower salaries and pensions. Councilman Nestor Valencia prefers to dissolve the Bell Police and outsource public safety to the county sheriff's department or another agency.
Probably the biggest thing that I like to see is those obligations to be mitigated, negotiated. Somehow, if we have to, just say we can't do it. BK the whole thing.
That's right, BK. He's willing to see Bell go bankrupt in order to restructure its mounting debts. Valencia represents a vocal minority on the council, but he's hopeful the upcoming city council election in March ushers in yet more change.
The good is we still have an opportunity. You know, elections. Finally, there's six people running in this election cycle. I'm not up for election, but there's two there up, and there's four who want those chairs or seats, and that's exactly what we wanted.
In light of the recent turmoil, another debate in the city seems quaint, whether to rip out speed bumps installed on some of the quieter streets of town. Perhaps it's a sign that local government is finally ringing true in the city of Bell. For the California Report, I'm Sharon McNary.
The LA Times reports today that 15 years before the Roman Catholic sex abuse scandal broke open, then Archbishop Roger Mahoney and a top advisor intentionally hid pedophile priests from law enforcement. The Times has been digging through confidential letters from the 1980s, filed this month as evidence in a civil court case. Now Cardinal Mahoney, who retired last year, has apologized repeatedly for the way he handled sex abuse claims in the past, and he did so again in a statement yesterday. Zaki Farms will remain in the hands of the Zaki family under the terms of a $32 million proposal. The Robert T. and Lillian D. Zaki Trust submitted the highest bid for the Fresno-based poultry giant in a bankruptcy auction last week, after spending millions to keep it running since the bankruptcy filing last October. A judge considers the bid on Monday, and a lot of people will be watching closely. The winning bid promises to rehire most of the people the company employs, about 1,000 in Fresno, Tulare, Kings, San Joaquin, and L.A. counties. California's capital city is on the verge of losing its pro basketball team. The majority owners of the Sacramento Kings have agreed to sell their share of the team to a group of investors in Seattle. Capital Public Radio's Amy Quinton reports.
It's been the subject of speculation for weeks, but now only a vote by the NBA Board of Governors would prevent the Sacramento Kings from moving to Seattle. The Kings' majority owners, the Maloofs, have accepted the bid from billionaire hedge fund manager Chris Hansen. Art Thiel is a columnist with SportsPressNW.com in Seattle. He says it's exciting news for basketball fans there, but it doesn't come without sympathy.
I do believe there is a very strong sentiment here that this is dirty, that taking a team from another city is just what happened here 4 years ago. And there was a bad, bad feeling then, and they don't feel good about this.
Mayor Kevin Johnson is working to find an ownership group to keep the team in Sacramento. The NBA will decide whether the Kings stay or go by the middle of April. For the California Report, I'm Amy Quinton in Sacramento.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, January 22nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2014 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, available at www.irvine.org. Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And the California Endowment, Health Happens in Neighborhoods, at calendow.org.